We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top, the two dots. Amar Rava, we started talking about a menuda, and therefore now we'll go into more dinim of a menuda, that is someone who does something wrong, and Bezdin puts him into cherim, separates him from society, and that's called a menuda. Amar Rava, menalon de meshadrinon shlicha de beidino mezan leledina. Number one is, if someone is v'choyiv to come to din taira, the halacha is the dayin doesn't have to go to the person who did something wrong and say, come to Beis Din. You can send the shliach. He doesn't mezalzel ba'atzma and be embarrassed himself to go himself. You can send the shliach. How do you know you send the shliach to call the person to Beis Din? The chassid says in the pasuk, Vayishlach Moshe likroi ledosan v'la'aviram b'nei Eliyav. It says in the pasuk that Moshe sent a shliach, a messenger, to call dosan v'aviram, to come to him. So you see, he didn't go himself. He sent the messenger to call dosan v'aviram. We know the mezamin and ladina. How do you know that you call them to din and you don't have to do? Not only don't you have to call them, maybe you have to go make the din tayra by the person himself. No, you call him to come to Bezdin. You come to us. You come to us. How do you know that you have to tell the person that you are calling that he is coming lekame gavra rabba? How you have to tell him that you have to come to certain dayin, this and this dayin, this is the name, this Adam Gadol. The chesiv says in the pasuk, lefnei Hashem, it says in the pasuk, ka'ato v'chal adoscha hayu lefnei Hashem, be in front of Hashem. And how do you know that you tell the nitva that at uplanya, you and, you know, who's coming to Beis Din, who the defendant, the plaintiff is, how do you know? You tell them, because the chesiv, ato v'heim v'aron, you tell them, you and them, the whole Adas Kairach and Aaron, the Kavin and Zimna, how do you know that you set a time? You don't just say, come to Beis Din right now. You give him a time. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Macha. You see, it says in the Pasuk, come tomorrow. You give a time. Zimna Basa Zimna, how do you know that if he misses the first appointment, they give another appointment? You don't say, come right now. You give another appointment. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, regarding with a Parai, this is a Parai, it was in the Nebuchadnezzar's days, and there's a shayla of him going to war against the Nebuchadnezzar. It says in the pasuk there, "Karu sham pare melech Mitzrayim sha'oin hever hamayit." So you see that even though he missed the time to come fight with Nebuchadnezzar, but still they gave him another chance to come again. And only if he missed the chance, the second chance, then we put him to shamta. That's when it was karu sham. So you see, even after there's one zman, you give him another zman. How do you know that if the person was supposed to come to the din tayra, the person did something wrong, he embarrasses the shliach Beis Din? So what should shliach Beis Din do? Should he come back to Beis Din and say, you know, so and so did something wrong to me? Are you allowed to say that in Lashon Hara? So how do you know it's not Lashon Hara? The mispakev shliach Beis Din va'asi va'amar, and he goes and says what happened. Loy mischazdi kalishna bisha. It doesn't look like it's not Lashon Hara. The chesiv says in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu got back the message from Dosan Vaviram, Ha'ine Hanoshim Haim Tanaker, which according to this Gemara means that Dosan Vaviram was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to gore out your eyes. So you see, and how did Moshe Rabbeinu know about it? He wasn't there. So it must be the Shliach told him. So you see, there's no Lashon Hara for the Shliach to go back and report what Dosan Vira said. So same thing, if the person who's supposed to come to the Din Torah says something not nice about the Dayan, you're allowed to say it over to the Dayan. And what's the reason? Why isn't the Lashon Hara? So the Ritva explains, because we want the world to be scared of Beis Din, and therefore we have to sometimes set down the rules and we have to give einshim. And the only way to do that is if you have to report exactly what happens. Manalon de meshamtinon. How do you know there's something called shamta, which is more? How do you know there's something called shamta? The chesiv says in the pasuk, oiru mirois. How do you know that if he doesn't want to come to din, so you put him into nidui, you put him into cherim, he doesn't come to din, how do you know? The chesiv says in the pasuk, this is pasuk talking about where Barak went to war, and he called Meroiz to come help him fight the war. We'll see who Meroiz is exactly. But Barak called Meroiz to come fight the war. He didn't want to come, so therefore he put him into cherim. Oiru is lashon of cherim, put him into cherim. And how do you know that you have to tell the menuda that you are getting put into nidui because that's what a gavra rabba said? The Hachi Savra Svarag the Gavra Rabba. And how do you have to say, speak it out that it came from a Gavra Rabba? The Chesiv says in the pasuk, when Baruch said it, he said, Oma Malach Hashem. He said, this Klala, this Nidui is coming from Malach Hashem, which was Baruch himself, who was a Shliach of Hashem. So you see, you have to say this. The pasuk says, Oyru Meroiz, Oma Malach Hashem. We're not on the Mechar Minon. How do you know that even could do more than Shamta, which is more than Nidu? You could do even Cherim, which is a higher level, which means after, if they don't listen, after the Nidu, you could put them to Cherim. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Oiru Arur. Arur is Lashon of bigger Lashon, it's Lashon of Cherim, so you could put them into Cherim even. The Achol, the Mar goes further, the Achol of Shasi Ba'adei, how do you know someone who eats and drinks with the Nidu, with this person who's supposed to be separated? Someone says, I don't care, I'm going to eat with him. The Koyev Arba Amis Day, he goes into within his four Amis, and I'll be within four Amis if I'm going to do that. But the person says, I want to be in his four Amis. The Halacha is, the person who did that, he gets on his shore. So how do we know? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Oiru Arur, that's the Lashon HaPasuk, that's the Yoshveha. The people who sit with them also go get a Klala. When Olon, the Paratina Chatoi Bitzburu, how do you know? You tell everyone exactly why he was put into Cherim. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Kiloi Bol Ez Hashem. It says the reason why they put Barak put Meroz into Nidoy into Cherim is because he didn't come to the Ezra of Hashem, he didn't come to help us out. When Barak put Meroz into Cherim, he used 400 trumpets to announce that he's been Nidoy. So now, who was Meroz exactly? Ikud Amri Gava Rabba. He was a big general who didn't want to come fight the war. The Ikud Amri Kechava Hava. Some say he was a star. It wasn't a person. It wasn't a physical being. It was a star. Shenema Min Shemayim Nilchumu HaKechavim. And Rashi speaks out that this star was the mazel of Sisra. That was the one who was fighting against Barak. He was a big general, a Goyish general. And he put the mazel of Sisra into Cherim. How do we know that if someone does not want to come to Bezdin and he's being Messiah of the Din, how do you know we mafkir, Bezdin makes his nechasim hefker, we make his nechasim, his possessions hefker. The Chassid says in the Pasuk by Ezra, when he got there to Israel, he realized a lot of the Eden had intermarried and married Goyim. So he said, everyone has to separate from the wives. And he said, the other wives, and he says, everyone doesn't listen to this. First of all his nechasim will be taken away, all his possessions will be taken away, and he will be separated from the whole kahal. How do we know if someone is fighting with Bezdin? That the halach is, we fight with him, dinat sinon. We fight with him, v'lay tinon, and we curse him, v'may chinon, and we hit him. The Talshinon Seir, we pull out his hair, Umashbi'inon, and we make him swear he's not going to do this again. How do we know he do all these things to him? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, in the Chemya, V'orav imam v'kalim, I fought with them, and I cursed them, V'akim hem, I hit with them, Anoshim v'amertim, I pull out the hair, V'ashbi'in, made them swear. V'non the Kafsinon, how do we know? I tie them up, V'asrinon, and I give him Malkus. Ve'avdin hardafa, we also do hardafa. How do we know? We'll see what hardafa means in a second. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, by the letter that Achashasta sent by day Ezra Sefer, who went there to Israel, it says, whoever doesn't listen will get this Einish, Hein Lamois, Hein Lashreishi, Hein Lenish Nechasim Lasurim, which means that do what's told. If not, he's going to have the right to kill or to be ma'aker shrashav. We'll see what that means in a second. And to give einish moment. So ma'al shirusha. It wasn't mean to uproot them. Ama adamari. Ama nechemiya bar baruch. Ama ramchiya bar oven. Ama rav Yehuda hardafa means hardafa. And again, we don't know what hardafa means. My hardafa. What does hardafa mean? Ama rav Yehuda b'reid rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei derav menadin la'alter v'shoinim la'achash lo yishim yoyim. First, the guy is mesarev. The first thing you do, you put him into nidui. If after 30 days, he's not machniya himself, he does not come to Bezdin, then we do another 30 days of extension, another 30 days of nidu v'shoinen. Lakash loishim, after 30 days, again, altogether 60 days, he still did not come to Bezdin. Machrimo lakashishim, we put him into cherim, which is a higher level, we put him into cherim already. And what roidvim means is that right away, hardafa means right away we put him into cherim, into nidu. Right away we put him into nidu. First thing we do is put him in adam right away. That's right away we go, we do something. Our dafa means right away we menad him. Omer Rav Huna bar Chinna, Hochi Omer Rav Chista. Rav Chista argues, and he holds, Masrim bei sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. He says, you don't right away put him into Nidui. You first give him a Monday, then a Thursday, and then a Monday, and then you put him into Nidui. That's the way Tosfos learns in the second pshat. In the first pshat, he brings down Rashi from Kisvei Yad, that learns a different pshat that it means he's more machmir. He holds that right away, the first Monday, if he doesn't want to come to Bez, then you put him to Nidui. By the next Thursday already, 3 days later, you put him into an extension of the Nidui, and by the next Monday, if he still didn't give in, you put him into Chayim already. That's the first pshat that Taisa brings down. But we go to the second pshat, which means that he's more makel. He says you don't put him to Nidui right away, you wait the Monday and Thursday and Monday to see if he'll come to Bez, and if he doesn't, then you put him into Nidui. But the Gemara limits this din of Chista. Hani mili l'mamayna. That's only when it's a nidin, it's a din taira, a court case about money. Alaf kirusa. But if he was put into nidui, not because of not coming to din, but because he embarrassed the Talmud Chacham, he was mechutzav to the Talmud Chacham, then la'alta, then l'kuliyama, we give him right away, we put him into nidui right away. And the Gemara says a story. There was a certain butcher, this Paker Rav Tuvia Bar Masna. He made fun of Rav Tuvia Bar Masna. He did something not becoming to Rav Tuvia Bar Masna. Imnu Allah, they made it the Kavina Bezdin, a Bayev Rava, and a third person. And Visham Tuvia, they put him into Nidu, made him into Manudo. They put him into Kher. The Soif, Azlo, Paisal Vadina, Lamaisa, the Tabach came and he asked Mechila from the Baldin, which is Rav Tuvia. So he's only for Nidu in a few days. I'm Abaya, hey Chileva, what should we do? Abaya was one of the people of the Bezdin that put him into Chayim. So what should we do? Lishrile, we should matter Nidu. No. Loi Chal Sham to Latos Yemen. It's not 30 days yet. And Stam Nidu is for 30 days. Loi Lishrile, we shouldn't be matter. The problem is, Kabor Rabban Lamel, the Rabban have need meat for Shabbos. They have to go to the butcher. So we want the butcher to be reopened again. We want it to be reopened again. So, therefore, maybe we should free him from his nidui. So what should we do? Omar, so that was the nidui. We weren't sure what to do. So Omar lay. So Abaya says, "Read the oven. Meet the shmilach ba." You have anything to say on this? Omar lay. So read the answers. Hachir of the chiv bar givim. Omar Shmuel. Tut also tut shari. Just like they could make him into nidui with a blast of a shayfer, they could take him out of nidui with a blast of a shayfer. Which means the bezdin that put him into a nidui could take him out. That's what he said. So basically, you can mat him. Amalei said, "I didn't like that." Amalei hadn't really lemayin. It's only by mamoin, which is like more kuladik. Like we said before, it's more kuladik regarding doing it right away. It's more kuladik money. So there, you could take off the nidui right away. But Aval of Karusa, he made fun of a Talmud Chacham. No, the Chayal Sham, the Lotos Yem, you need 30 days. That's what Abaya held. Zoktim, okay, odd kind of story. Now, Gemara says, in this story, you see that Abaya was working so hard to take care of this nidui. Sa'alma, Kusava Abaya, Hani Beit Tlos de Shamitu. You see from here, the Bezdin of three that put someone into Chayim, they have to be the one to be matter it. Loi also Tlos Achrinim Sharlu. We can't take three people from a different Bezdin to matter it. The Bezdin that made the Shamta, they're the Bezdin that has to be matter it. Debailu, because really a Shiloh. Debailu, we had a Shiloh in the Bezdin Medish. Hani Beit Tlos, these three people, the Shamitu, that put someone into Chayim. Ma'ul Amesi Tlos Achrinim Sharlu. Are three other people, a different bezdin, could they come be matter nidu? So Rabbi held that they can't. Well, let's see what the Brisa says. Toshima, tomorrow shall be right from a Brisa. Toshima, hamenudul rav, menudul talmud. That means someone does something wrong to the Rebbe, so then he's menudul for everyone. The gamal talmud means for everyone is menudul for everyone. But menudul talmud, if someone insults a talmud, and they put him into, and the talmud puts him into nidu for that, so then for the people bigger than the talmud, he's not benidu. Ein menudul rav. Which means he's not really benidui when he insults a Talmud. Only for the people on his level is he benidui. But anyone who's bigger than the Talmud does not have to practice that nidui that was done to this person who insulted the Talmud. Similar halacha, menuda le'iroi. If someone is menuda for his own city, his own city put him into a nidui. Menuda le'irachares. Then it's chal the nidui on him for everyone. But menuda le'iracheres, if the guy is vacationing someone else and they put him to nidui, it's only effective. It's only for that city, but not for his own city, not for his hometown. Any menuda le'iroi, it's not menuda for his own city. They don't have the power to make him menuda for the people of his own city. Hamenuda le'nasi, menuda l'chol Yisrael. Someone's menuda for nasi, he insulted a nasi, they put him into nidui for that. He's menuda for the whole klal Yisrael. But menuda l'chol Yisrael, he's menuda nasi. Nasi is bigger than that. He doesn't become menuda for the nasi. That's what the Brisa says. So Shimon Megamil Eimer. So this is what somebody gave us. So Shimon Gamliel says that if one of the Talmidim that were made a nidui and then he died, so even if he did it with a bezdin, but he has to also be part of the hafara, taking off the nidui, and if he dies, the person's stuck, his nidui stays. Shmamina class. You see from this Rav Shimon Mill three things. First of all, you see Shmamina Talmud Shenida Lekvoidai Nidu Nida. First of all, you see that if a Talmud did it, it works. That's what you see from the Braisa. Not Rav Shimon Mill, it's from the Braisa three things. The first thing you see from the Braisa is that a Talmud that didn't need to do it for his own covenant, it works. It says it's Menuda, it's not Menuda Rabbi, but for everyone else, it is Menuda for. With Shmamina, and Shvamina, Rashi speaks out, because if it's a Menuda that he did Aveira, then it's a Menuda for the whole world. There is no Eitzah, it's only Menuda for this, not for that. Only because it's Nida L'Kvaidai, is it only Nida for him and not for his Rebbe. With Shvamina, Kol Echad V'Echad Mefer Chalkai, everyone can be Mefer his Chalek. So Pashup Shara means is everyone has to be Mefer his Chalek. And if you don't have that person around, it can't be done. The Raivet has different shot that it's even made that everyone can be made for their chelik separately. They don't have to be together. Each one can be made for their chelik separately. And the third thing is, even Shimon Gamliel, is that if you have three people who make a nidui, three other people can't come and take off the nidui here, because you see, if one person dies, they're stuck. So that's how a buyer learns also that you have to have that bezdin. Oma Meimar. Hilchasa Hani Beit Klasa Shamitu also Beit Klasa Achita V'Sharale. A member says, no, the halacha is not like you think. The halacha is, if you have three people who put someone, a bezdin, put someone in Shamta, in Nidui, also Beit Klasa Achita V'Sharale. A different bezdin can come, as long as the bezdin is just as big as that bezdin, the different bezdin can come and be mat to the Nidui. Only a Vashal Amemer, about Tanya, it's a bright serve. Shemimila, Ime Echav Natrin Shnido Vemes. Chalkei Nemufer, that if one of the Tamidim die, it's not Mufer. Why can't bring a new Bezdin? Bring another person for the Bezdin. My life ain't a Mufer Klal. So Amemer says, no. Add the Osir Beit Klaus Achinim Sharli. This means it's not Mutter until you get a new Bezdin. So according to Amemer's interpretation of Shem Gamil, of course, if you have a new Bezdin, it could work. And Abaya argues, Abaya always knows that it always has to be that person, and if that person dies, then the person's stuck. He's going to be a Nidu for forever. Tana Rav Unta writes it. Ain Nidu Pachos Mishloishim Yom. Melamed Yom. A Nidu is at least 30 days. So, are you going to ask me, the Gemara before says, Tut Shari, and Tut, if he could matter it, Tut Asar, Tut Shari, that you could ask for a mill 30 days. So the Rosh answer is, it means Stam Nidui is for 30 days. That means if you don't be matter neder. If you matter it, matter Nidui. But if you matter Nidui, it could be less than 30 days. And another aspect is that after 30 days, it automatically comes off. That's what it means. That's what Rosh learns. It happens to be that Abaye said before that if it's for Apikrusa, if it's because you made it for Talmud Chacham, then it always has to be 30 days. You can't stop in the middle. But the Rosh says, Lamaisa, you could stop in the middle as long as you stop it with a bezdin. And the din of Ein Pakas Lamajai means that it's Stam Nidu is for 30 days. The Ein Nazifa Pakas Bezayin Yaman. What's Nazifa? Nazifa means a case where it's not a Nidu, just a person did something wrong, and therefore he goes, he puts himself into like, quote-unquote anger. He puts himself away, he hides out for a few days because he knows he did something wrong, and that's his kapara. There's no Hilchas Nidu on this, but it's Nazifa means he knows he did something wrong, and therefore as a kapara, he doesn't come to his Medrash, he stays in his house. And that's 7 days. Even if it's not the first raya, that's 7 days from Nazifa. Shenem says in the Pasuk, regarding Miriam, when she became a Tzaras, so Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, and Hashem says, "Akav Chayma v'Avia Yarak Yarak Mufnei to Kol Mishivas Yomim." If the father spit at her, which means if the father was angry at her, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? So at least 7 days she'll be a Mitzayra. But you're following this idea that Nazifa is 7 days. Amar Rav Chista Nidui Shalonu, our Nidui that we practice in Bavel is Kenazifa Shalahem. It's the same length as their Nazifa, which means only 7 days. And I can ask me, we just learned the story before, Rav Taivi, where there, the Gemara said, that was in Bavel, where the butcher made fun of Rav Taivi Bar Masna, and there we said it had to be 30 days. And here it's saying, the Stam Nidui is only 7 days, like an Azifa. So the Rishonim answer, that some of the Achareinim, the Gersh Vayim, is the answer, that before is Apikirusa, that's worse. Here we're talking about, not for Mvaza Talmud Chacham, so there, the regular Nidui is only for 7 days. Now it said that the Nazifa Didu, which means the Zifa in Eretz Yisrael, is 7 days. Nazifa Didu is Shiva, Vasula, and that's it. Well, that's your Akasha. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, Bar Kapara, Vyas, Vikogarsi. Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, and Bar Kapara were learning a Sugya. Kasha Shmaisi had a Kasha. Only Rav Shimon Bakapara. Rav Shimon tells Rav Bakapara, Dovah Zat Tzarech Rebbe. This thing needs my father Rebbe to answer. Amalei Bakapara Rav Shimon, Omar Rebbe Om Vadovah Zat. What could Rebbe already answer this? It's a very hard question. Also, so Rav Shimon went, Amalei Lavua. He told his father what Bakapara said. And Rashi speaks out that he said, he was just trying to tell his father, have his kasha. It's such a good kasha, but Kapara said, you can't even answer it. He didn't mean to say Lashon Hara. Lamaisa, he said Lashon Hara. So they speak about it. What was the heta exactly? Maybe it wasn't the heta. It's not Pashit. But Kapanim, he told his father. His father got upset. Ikbid, Rebbe was a little insulted that Kapara said it. Also, Bakapara, so Bakapara came to see him. Omle Bakapara, Einim Akirchim Oilim. I don't know you. So Yada the Nokat Milsavadaita. He realized, Bakapara realized he did something wrong to Rebbe. Nog Nizivusa Benafshe. He practiced Nizivusa Benafshe. Close to him for 30 days, he hid out. And then he came back. So what do you see from here? That it's 30 days in Azifa in Eretz Yisrael. 30 days in Azifa, not for 7 days. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara's asked another Kasha. When we go back to the next recording, the Gemara have another Kasha. And then soon the Gemara will come to the Teretz. We said 7 days. And here it's Mashma. And Azifa is for 30 days.